This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Colorado Attorney General's Office says tow companies can't force their customers into loans to get their cars back. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The office says the loans violate a new state law that protects residents from predatory towing. The so-called Towing Bill of Rights lets customers retrieve their cars from impound lots for as little as $60, or 15% of the total tow bill. But companies like Wyatt's Towing in Denver disagree with consumer advocates over whether the law expressly prohibits loans with high interest rates. A state judge is expected to rule on the matter at the end of August. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado Democrats say they've found a more efficient way to figure out what laws they should pass each year. A Republican group says it's illegal. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
For the last 2 years, State House Democrats have used a secret ballot system that allows lawmakers to anonymously rank their legislative priorities for the year. Democrats say it's a way to get people's honest opinions about hundreds of proposals, which still get public hearings and votes. Democrats have provided the overall results of the survey, but they've refused to show how individual lawmakers voted. Conservative group Advance Colorado is suing to stop the practice, saying since the poll influences public money and it's being conducted by public servants, its results should be fully public. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new factory will bring more than 80 jobs to Pueblo by the beginning of next year. Foamcore makes soft seating furniture, often seen in schools and medical centers. The company plans to build a facility on the south side of town that will employ about 90 full-time workers. The city of Pueblo is investing $10 million as an incentive. City Council is also expected to approve another $1.7 million as a draw. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.